I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
What am I doing?
It's Halloween hot takes. No?
This was my prank on you.
Huh?
Just getting me to start the break and I know what I'm doing?
Yes.
That's so messed up.
I picked you in the prank challenge.
Did better than this.
And today was the last day. I didn't have anything.
Yeah, just something new.
That's the only thing I could think
the buzzer?
It's like you had no idea what was coming, so I just pointed to you. You had nothing.
What am I doing?
So mean. We were all just like... He must have read the schedule.
Right? I looked again.
Nope, it was last minute prank.
Got it.
All right. I'm off the board.
Yep. Well played.
All right. Halloween hot takes. Jackson, our producer, Rebecca, our producer in here. Where are we even starting?
Well, let's start with how we look right now.
Ridiculous.
That's
but
fine.
It's Halloween.
We got Moodang versus Pesto.
Oh, that's right. I even put it together.
Uh-huh.
Right. Is a hot take like I really think that candy corn is ridiculous? It's terrible. It's horrible.
Absolutely.
Why did they even start it? Was it a mistake of another candy?
Okay, you're one, oddly passionate. Two, I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's a majority take.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some that are passionate about
yes.
it, man.
I love candy corn.
I like candy corn, too.
It feels like they were making something else, and this was left over, and they were like, oh, we can make money off of this. God, it sucks.
It's like, hey, we can't make candles out of this. What can we make out of this? Candy.
Is that what we're looking at here? Something like that?
Exactly. Okay. So what this is going to be our Halloween hot takes, and we're going to do it in the form of a one-sentence debate, okay? All so right. Basically, one of us is going to introduce a hot take and explain both sides of it,
okay.
And then we're each going to defend our side with only one sentence and one sentence only, and then you guys are free to deliberate,
okay.
But then you will also vote on who you think
okay.
has the better take.
I like this.
All
okay.
right. Our first debate... When should you celebrate Halloween? The weekend before or the weekend after? My case is Halloween should be celebrated both the weekend before and after. Here is my one sentence argument. Whatever happened to fun?
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
I rest my case.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. I object. It happens the weekend before. If you celebrate after... It's just tacky.
Don't defend.
Yeah, he's we haven't heard Jackson.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought this was a group debate. Sorry. I'll turn off my mic.
It's like they're juring. Yeah. And the judge is like, it's not your turn. You guys still have to deliberate.
Give us a second. I am arguing for the weekend before, and here's my case. Halloween is the epitome and the peak of the month of October, so celebrating it even a single day after is sacrilegious.
Oh, wow, that's a strong word
it
right
is.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Abby.
Okay, it's just tacky. You wouldn't celebrate Christmas the day after Christmas, so you've got to do it before. Everything leading up to it is fair game. You've got the full month. It's spooky season. Afterwards, it's full on pumpkin spice and Christmas.
Yeah, Halloween is the finish line.
Yes.
This shouldn't be celebrated after.
I completely agree. I'm with Jackson on this one.
I got your back, Rebecca.
Thank you.
What has happened to fun?
Yeah, festivities. Anybody?
Because it's Thursday, October 31st, and so if you want to have a Halloween party tomorrow night, November 1st, go for it. If you want to have one on Saturday, November 2nd, go for it.
Three to one. You lost, Rebecca.
Sorry.
Alrighty, our next one is going to be, this is actually Amber gave me this idea from her podcast. It's who would win in a fight, Annabelle or Chucky? Annabelle is the demon-possessed doll. Chucky is the killer doll with the knife.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I am going to be arguing for Annabelle. A cutting board can block a knife, but only God can save you from demon-possessed Annabelle. Oh. And God is stronger than a cutting board.
That's wrong.
Proverbs 31:24.
You heard it once, you've heard it a million times.
Yep. Here is my counter. Chucky is a grown man in the body of a doll who actually moves in his movies at a surprisingly fast speed, with a kill count of 53 people spanning three decades of carnage in comparison to Annabelle, who has never even physically moved in one of her feeble appearances in only three movies, where she manages to kill a paltry 14 people and is defeated by the power of being put into a glass box. Come on!
Strong.
Okay.
Cutting boards must not have been around when Chucky was going around.
What do you got? What do you guys got?
I mean, with that argument, I got to go with Rebecca again. That was...
With my years of watching Chucky... Chucky will put hands on Annabelle.
I'm going with Rebecca. Chucky is will never not be freaky. Wow.
I haven't seen either movie, but Rebecca is a cancer survivor, so she wins. And all you have is Korean.
You're right.
And only the South part.
It trumps it.
That's all I asked. That's all I wanted.
Wow, this show is wild. So many levels.
For our third debate, what should the age cutoff be for trick or treating? Let's face it. Kids are growing up too fast and downloading TikTok before they even grow their first mustache hair. So I ask you, are you so unwilling to let these tweens continue their precious childhood antics for a year more? Or are you a practical and compassionate person like me who has concluded that the only age cutoff that makes the least bit of sense for trick-or-treating is 16 years of age?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm going to be arguing for... 12 years old should be the cutoff. If Keisha Castle Hughes was nominated for an Oscar at 13 years old for her role in 2003's Whale Rider, then you are too old to be panhandling for candy.
Panhandling for candy is wild.
Is that what we're calling trick-or-treating now? Okay.
It doesn't have the same ring to it when you ask your kid, hey, you want to go panhandle for candy tonight? I am... Again, it's a sweep. I'm with Rebecca. So if you're on like any mommy algorithm on Instagram, there are so many moms out there who are like, if tweens and teens come up to your door, like just let them have some fun. Give them some candy. Like kids do grow up so fast now. So just let them be a kid for a little while longer.
It's dangerous if you don't. Teen comes, you turn them away. Mm-hmm. They're going to set your house on fire these days. Or they're going to recruit a whole bunch of people online to just like give you a whole bunch of crap. So I'm letting them come.
I'm Team Jackson on this one. You've had 12 years. That's plenty of time. Please get off my porch at 18.
I'm Team Jackson. Anything after 14 is just whoa.
I agree. Tied. Split vote.
Oh my All right. God. Just the last one here?
Do you want to go into our last one?
Yeah, let's do the last one. This is the final debate and the most serious and the one I'm most passionate about. Are vampires gay or straight? You can probably guess which side I am on.
Sip of water for this one.
Here's my one sentence.
She's getting ready to dig in, man.
It's going to be one heck of a sentence, too.
All vampires are inherently gay, and I can prove this with a brief list of queer characteristics that exist within the canon of vampires, including, but not limited to, Dracula, who was written by Bram Stoker as an allegory for being closeted, Tom Cruise wearing a honey blonde wig in Last Interview with a Vampire, and Edward Cullen, who literally sparkles. So I ask the esteemed members of the jury to look me dead in my eye and tell me with a straight face that vampires are not, once and for all, decisive. Homosexual, because if you think you can live that long and not dip your toe in the LGBT plus pond, you are kidding yourself, hunty.
I feel like anything we say after this is just homophobic.
I think you can tell whose idea this one was. I might have to concede my argument on this one. I'm not even remotely passionate enough about this one.
Kristen?
Vampires are gay! Yes!
I'd rather have beef with Jackson than the LGBTQ plus community. Yeah, I'm with
Edward does sparkle. Mm-hmm. I rest my case.
You're a cancer survivor, and you told us you're half gay, so you win. Yeah.
Sorry, Jackson, you're out of here.
It's okay.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.